45 minutes anyway, so, you know, came in today, felt great, so obviously fun to get on the ice and feel the body out a little bit, but, you know, feels great, and, you know, hard matchup tonight, so it's going to take a lot to miss that one.
It's a time of year, obviously, when things start to amp up maybe a little bit more as we get into the calendar towards March. You have to be careful not to push yourself through something. Maybe you should go through.
Well, obviously, I mean, you have to feel your body. I mean, there's a big month ahead of us. So, but, you know, this is the month where we have to take our game to the next level. This is where people separate themselves. I mean, if you look at Boston, Chicago, those teams, I mean, that's where they make their push, and that's where they kind of amp up their game, and we want to be one of those teams now, too, so let's make sure that we do something.
How are you feeling about your game?
Well, obviously, been playing a lot of minutes, so it's obviously a lot of fun, and I feel like I can still bring my game to another level. I have more offense in me than I showed in the last few games, but, you know, I just have to go out there and play well. I mean, you know, you're going to face some good lights tonight. You have to make sure that you focus on your defense first, but obviously I want to play my game as much as I can.
Did you set a high standard for yourself last year?
Well, I always have high standards for myself. I always want to push myself to become better. And obviously, when you're done with it, it's not frustrating, but obviously, want to do better. And you know, it's been a different season for me. I mean, being out for missing almost 20 games is obviously a little bit of a difference. But you know, you just have to battle through it and trust in yourself and trust in your game, and that's what I have to do.
You guys had a few days off. How important is it to get that quick start tonight?
Well, I think it was good both physically and mentally to get a few days off. Obviously, a tough road trip, a lot of travel. So, you know, it's been good. And we got a good practice in yesterday. And obviously, it's going to be a lot of fun to come home and play in front of our fans again.
Obviously, Chicago had one of their top guys go out. You saw it with Steven Stamkos when your team rallied around. Do you expect to see that same kind of play from the Blackhawks?
Absolutely. I think their game last night against Minnesota was a good measure of what we're going to see tonight. I mean, they kept them to 20 shots, and obviously outscored them 3-0. So, you know, they're going to rally, and it's time for other guys to step up and play more minutes. So, you know, we had the same thing last year, so you know exactly what we're going to get. They're going to rally around it and obviously make a push for it, even though one of the best guys there are.
What other problems do the Blackhawks pose for you guys?
Well, they have great depth in both ends of the ice. I mean, great D, puck moving D, cannon of shots with Seabrook, Keith, and guys like that. So, but a lot of firepower up front too. But it's just for us to kind of match up as much as we can and play our game. I mean, we're going to have to play a fast game, match them physically, and I think we've done a good job of that. We showed up west, so we can play with, against teams that have bigger bodies. So I'm not afraid of that. So it's gonna be a fun game. A lot of people in the stands, so it's gonna be a lot of fun.
We have to see with Dallas.
It was unreal.